Since 2011, the federal government has invested more than $500 million to incentivize grocery chains to open stores in food deserts as a way to combat obesity. But no one had yet done a study to figure out if that approach was really working. As 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports, new research shows mixed results.
It's been nearly 2 years since a Shop and Save grocery store opened on Center Avenue in the Hill District. Before that, the neighborhood was considered a food desert, where residents lacked easy access to healthy, nutritious food. Margaret Peoples works in the deli and says for decades, Hill District residents had to travel across town to go grocery shopping.
Before this store came, everybody in the Hill District went to the South Side. Before then, they went to the Giant Eagles in Oakland.
According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, an estimated 23.5 million Americans live in food deserts. The American Medical Association reports that African Americans are four times more likely to live in a food desert than white Americans.
Food deserts are believed to contribute to the problem of obesity in the United States.
Tamara Dubowitz is a senior policy researcher with the RAND Corporation and lead author of a study that looked at the effects of the Hill District grocery store on nearby residents' shopping and eating habits.
The theory is that people in these areas tend to buy less healthy and nutritious foods because their neighborhoods have higher concentrations of less healthy options.
Dubowitz and her team interviewed more than 800 residents of the Hill District and Homewood, another food desert that served as a control in the study. Interviews were conducted in 2011 before the Shop and Save opened and again in 2014. The study found that Hill District residents consumed fewer calories, sugar, and solid fats and less alcohol after the grocery store opened. But Dubowitz says that finding is not as straightforward as it may seem.
Perhaps the most surprising finding of our study, and maybe the most confusing finding of our study, that was that, in fact, there were all of these changes, and there were a number of positive changes, but they were not directly related to the frequency of use of the grocery store.
Not all the changes were positive, though. Residents in both the Hill District and Homewood consumed fewer fruits, vegetables, and whole grains in 2014 than they had in 2011. When it comes to combating obesity, adding a full-service grocery store to a food desert seems to not be a silver bullet, or at least not in the short amount of time between when the store opened in October 2013 and when follow-up interviews were conducted between May and December 2014.
We know that food choice is something that is extremely complicated. It's also ingrained in our personal day-to-day activities, in our generations. Changing diet is not something that one would ever expect to change overnight, and one shouldn't necessarily expect that just because there's access to healthy foods that we would find all of these dietary changes.
While having access to healthy food may not directly impact people's food choices, Dubowitz says the results of the RAND study suggest that there is some perhaps indirect relationship between having a store nearby and dietary intake. And for Hill District residents like retiree Dana Dunn, the presence of the Shop and Save has improved quality of life. She no longer has to get a ride to go buy groceries. She can just walk to the store.
This is like right here. I live on Sugar Top. I'm 2 minutes away. So just run to Shop and Save. Send the kids. Go to Shop and Save. Go to Shop and Save. That's what I do. And so it's very convenient.
Another finding of the study, Hill District residents just like their neighborhood more now that there's a grocery store.
The number of residents that said that they were either satisfied or very satisfied with their neighborhood as a place to live went from about 66% to about 80%.
The store has also brought jobs to the economically distressed community. Store manager Todd Ross says the majority of employees live in the surrounding neighborhood. So while people's shopping and eating habits may be slow to change, having a grocery store in the Hill District has had an impact from day one. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.